DR Quick C 98.3 Bad Company and Shooting Star. It's Brian and Tricia on Team Tuesday. Now, that means, of course, we're talking about, you know, Team Kentucky. But
yes.
You had a favorite team when you were a kid.
I did. When I was in high school and carried on into college, I was a huge fan of the Chicago Bulls. Specifically,
and that was the time frame that they were the golden children of the NBA.
Yes. And specifically Scottie Pippen. I was slightly obsessed with Scottie Pippen.
You found a photograph of you posing with some kids.
No, they're my nephews.
They're your nephew. Okay.
Who are more like my brothers because they're close to my age.
But they're wearing Jordan jerseys and you've got on
a Scottie Pippen jersey.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I went on a hunt yesterday afternoon because, you know, The Last Dance, the documentary series, is out. And so, talking about the Bulls and Michael Jordan and all that. So, this kind of made me think, I know I have basketball cards. I know I've got Pippen cards. And I knew I had that jersey. I have yet to find the jersey. I feel like it's got to be in my house somewhere. I've moved many times since I was a teenager. But I found the cards. Actually, Gary found them for me last night.
Our in-house sports guy, Zach Epperson, is here, and Zach is looking through these cards. Now, when you say you've got some basketball cards, you don't have, like, a packet of Fleer cards from a... These are all just Scottie Pippen.
They are Scottie Pippen.
So how did you do... Did you just trade around to only... Or did you purposefully... How did you just only get Scottie Pippen cards?
I bought them. I went looking for them. I went to sports memorabilia stores. And I've, like, I'm a different person now. I'm not big into sports anymore.
But it's still cool.
This memory faded from me. I did not remember that I actually went to a preseason game in 1992. How do you forget?
I don't know.
How do you forget you saw the Chicago Bulls in a preseason game?
In the 90s, no less.
And who did they play?
The Washington Bullets?
There you go. Yeah, they changed to the Wizards. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and there's an autographed picture of Scottie Pippen in there. And this stuff, I've taken care of it. It's been
this
sealed.
This looks like it's all brand new.
Yeah. It does.
She's got magazines, newspaper clippings. I wonder what this set is. This is a valuable set. I mean, no kidding. This probably has some actual worth.
Well, I mean, we were going through it a few minutes ago, and Trish, you know, pointing out all these different cards. And she goes, oh, that one looks pretty vintage. And I looked it up, and I said, no, wait a second. I looked at the card
next
to it.
Isn't that his rookie card?
Yeah, I looked at the card next to it. It was his rookie card. She has his rookie card in a sleeve. And, yeah.
What's that one card worth, I wonder?
I mean, it's a couple hundred bucks.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at some averages across the internet. Yeah. So, who knows?
So, I mean, after this Last Dance documentary series is done, maybe it'll be worth more, but I'm still keeping it. I mean, Scottie Pippen, he was the man, and he's still the man.
As my son has pointed out repeatedly, everybody talks about Jordan, but Jordan never won a championship till Scottie Pippen came along.
And, I mean, the two of them were the dynamic duo. It was so much fun to watch it. And so, you know, I watched the first two episodes of the Last Dance, and I'm going to continue to watch it. But I want to go back and watch some games because, I mean, their talent was incredible, like nothing else.
I mean, Brian, you think you know somebody, and then this week, The Last Dance gets brought on. Trisha apparently was this huge Scottie Pippen fan. This is insane. Yeah,
no,
I would have never thought.
I know. And I also, when we moved from Florida, I was 18 when I moved from Florida.
Okay.
And I had Scottie Pippen posters all over my room.
Oh, my God.
Not even kidding. And so the movers were probably like, what in the world is wrong with this girl? So in all the moves that I've made, I don't have the posters anymore
right.
because
sure.
that's hard to keep those in good condition. So somewhere, somebody has my Scottie Pippen posters. And somewhere, I'm going to find that jersey. I wonder if I could still fit in it.
I can imagine Trisha going to a store and trying to buy a Scottie Pippen poster. And someone's like, I mean, we have like tons of Jordan ones. You want one of those?
No.
She's like, no, Scottie Pippen. Like,
yes.
I don't care if it's a special order. I want Scottie Pippen.